Welcome to The Point for June 18th. I'm Lauren Dzensky, co-author of The Point. I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news you need to know. Donald Trump is back in action. The president is officially launching his re-election bid tonight at a rally in Orlando, Florida. The arena's capacity is 20,000 people, though Trump promised on Twitter to have very large TV projectors outside for anticipated overflow crowds. As he tweeted today, quote, "People have never seen anything like it unless you play a guitar. Going to be wild. See you later," end quote. But wait. Trump, who has already held campaign rallies around the country since being elected, hasn't exactly stopped campaigning. If we flash back to Trump's inauguration day in 2017, you may recall something curious. That was when Trump also filed to run for re-election. This is certainly not the norm for incumbent presidents, even if they do plan to run again. So why hold a campaign launch rally now? Well, for starters, it fits the traditional timeline for when an incumbent would launch a re-election bid. And it also allows Trump to fully enter the fray with 24 Democrats all hoping to take Trump on. And it lets him soak up some of the press attention that these Democrats are currently taking. This president hasn't shied from a fight, and judging from his comments and nicknames for potential opponents, which he uses both in public and on Twitter, he has clearly been itching to take on some of these Democrats. And now, Trump will have a platform to fully tee off on Sleepy Joe Biden or Pocahontas or whoever he decides to take on with these rollicking rallies designed to appeal to his base. It's worth noting that while this rally, and others that he's done since being elected, harken back to the MAGA crowd affairs of the 2016 campaign. But don't think this 2020 campaign is a complete redo of Trump's first run, which started with, of course, that infamous escalator descent in Trump Tower just 4 years ago. Instead of a lo-fi, arguably underdog operation in the Republican primary in the 2016 cycle, Trump is now the de facto head of the GOP and has the full resources of the party and a cranking data-heavy campaign. And he has the power of incumbency, with a specific record to point to, which is an incredibly powerful tool in his 2020 toolkit. And in another sign of Trump's eagerly jumping into the campaign fray, again, not that he ever really left, he said he plans to live tweet next week's Democratic debates. Which brings us to the point. Tonight, the president returns to his favorite stage, the campaign rally. And that's the point for June 18th, 2019. Thank you for listening. For more updates throughout the week, including our Sunday night campaign edition, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you like this audio briefing, you can get it on Google Home or Amazon Echo. Or subscribe on Stitcher or Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode.